Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. At hundreds of locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
The IDP Pro Players Pod on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is presented by WynnBET. And right now, bet $100 at WynnBET and get a $100 free bet. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WYNNBET to claim your free bet today.
Without further ado, here are your hosts, senior IDP analysts, Johnny the Greek and the IDP Tipster.
Okay, welcome back. This is the IDP Pros Podcast. I am Johnny the Greek. I am joined by the IDP tipster himself, Mr. Gary Van Dyke. Gary, how's it going, man?
It's draft season, so it's perfect.
Yeah. We're going to be talking some rookie redraft rankings tonight, but we had a couple huge pieces of news that broke over the last week, and we got to talk about it because these are two guys we've already talked about. They are, you know, in most formats, in most leagues, this is the LB1 and the LB2 coming off the board, and, you know, for 99% of people. So both Roquan Smith and Darius Shaquille Leonard had huge news this week. We'll start with Roquan. So as of today, Roquan Smith has officially requested a trade from the Chicago Bears. He put this out on Twitter. It was some screenshots of his notes app, and he basically let everyone know that the two sides on a contract deal are not even close. He wants to be the top paid linebacker in the league. The Bears are in full rebuild mode, and I actually heard this on a different podcast earlier today. Spend the least cash in the league per year. The Rams spend the most. The Bears spend like half of what they spend per season. So they're just not into it. There's no reason for them to do it. So it looks like Roquan's going bye-bye. That's obviously huge news. What's your take on that?
It's huge. I'm not too concerned about, you know, being his manager. How's he not land on his feet? He's a complete stud. It doesn't matter where he goes. I'm making the bet wherever he goes, he'll be just as productive or more if possible.
Right. I think if anything, this might give us a discount. So I'm actually, right. we're doing the IDP Invitational draft right now, and Parsons, Leonard, a couple other linebackers have gone off the board, and there's a chance I might get Roquan as my LB two or three because this news has scared people off that much. That's incredible. If there's a dip, buy it, because wherever he goes, he's playing 100% of snaps. He's not leaving the field. He'll be the best linebacker on that team.
We can cover your ass, or you can cover your ass. Say he holds out, or say he doesn't play for a few weeks because of a trade, or doesn't play much, whatever happens. Okay, let's think of about this long term for the season. Just cover your ass. If you're in a draft right now and you got the opportunity to grab Smith and you're getting a bargain, grab him. Yep. Because you're going to be able to back that up a little bit later with some non-name fellas that are going to be averaging maybe a point less a week than he is, 2 points less or something like that, but enough to, you know, support you while Smith is going through whatever he's going through.
Right. You can even back that up immediately in the same draft. You can grab Nicholas Morrow literally at the end of your draft. No one knows who that is.
I wrote a breakout call. Dude. You know, you folks can't see me at home, but I am sitting here with my hands in victory V up above my head because Morrow was a breakout call as soon as he joined the team, and they didn't sign anybody else. Morrow is actually a decent player in Oakland when he was healthy. He got hurt. He was actually on a roll and he got hurt recently in the last year or two. And then it kind of, you know, kind of hampered the progress that he had going. Morrow is solid. If he's put in there for Smith and he's running that defense, man, all day long, he's going to be absorbing a lot of opportunity to tackle.
Right. Absolutely. So yeah, great. Just, you know, pencil him into the tail end of your draft and you got, should be a three down guy that, that costs nothing as the replacement for Roquan. And then, you know, if you get Roquan on that dip, then you still get one of, if not the LB one, just in a different team. So,
and I'm going to stick to it. Even if Smith plays, I don't care. I think Morrow will still,
he'll have a role. He'll have the Danny Trevathan role from last year. Yeah.
Right. And it could offer some nice LB2 numbers. Mm-hmm. And you never know. I mean, if it was me, I'd have Morrow in there as run stopper, and I'd put Smith in his perfect coverage. All I know is I'm not fading Smith like, you know, a lot of people might. And Morrow is your best option.
Yep. So that was obviously huge news. And then a couple of days before that, we found out that Darius, now Shaquille Leonard, coming off a back surgery, does not have a timetable for return, is expected to miss regular season games. And the messaging around this has been basically like, they're thinking long term. They know he's a piece of the franchise for the foreseeable future, and they don't want to screw with it like they did last year when they had him play hurt all the time and it made a difference. He ended up missing games. He was not himself. He was not nearly as productive in both real football and IDP. So there's a chance he's going to miss a decent chunk of the season. Go get yourself some Okereke, obviously. That's a huge one. But EJ Speed appears to be the guy that'll come in and replace the Okereke role while Bobby Okereke replaces the Darius Leonard role. Mm-hmm. EJ Speed is free. I know this for sure because literally on my drive home from work, don't worry, I have a Subaru. It drove for me while I did this. nice. I put in, I'm not kidding. I got that active cruise control. So anyway, so I put in 15 different waiver claims on my way home and got EJ Speed in all those leagues. No one knows who that is.
You know how much writing you could get done and how much you would freak people out as you're sitting there writing or, you know, laptop or something in your lap. And oh, wow, that would be exciting stuff, you know, and it's pretty wild, too. I mean, you know, you have Smith asking for more money than Leonard makes right now.
Right.
And basically, we're watching the Colts, as you're talking about. You know, they're looking at a long term. They've paid this man. They paid this man to be the face of the almost the franchise at the moment. Kind of. I guess you got to give the credit
on defense. Defense.
But I mean, it's kind of asking for a lot, in my opinion. I love Smith. Don't get me wrong. I'd pay him if I had the damn money.
Right. You know. He's just in a bad situation for it because the Colts, after adding Matt Ryan and Taylor's breakout season last year, they're in a position to make a run. They're probably going to win that division this year. The Bears, if they win four games, it'll be a freaking miracle. You know what I mean? Like, they don't need a linebacker, you know, an all-pro linebacker. They need a billion other things.
Right, right, right. And these are the hazards, folks, of drafting these guys that are big names like this. You know, when they go down, managers freak out. So when that happens, you know, there's that opportunity to swoop in. Even in redrafts, you might be surprised what you might be able to get off somebody because they think they need to start out strong. I mean, they just don't really realize that this player pool is deep.
Yeah, and this is something that you guys are going to see in IDP a lot. So perfect example of this last year, Blake Martinez goes down immediately at the start of the season. Day Crowder comes in and is the replacement. Day Crowder is terrible. He is not Blake Martinez. But he played the same amount of snaps, essentially, as Blake Martinez. He was a warm three-down linebacker body, just a guy, right? And we got a ton of production out of someone that you got for free, just for the cost of paying attention and the mouse click or the tap on your phone. That's it.
Yep. And you know, that's a great example of success, but sometimes the next man up isn't up to the task. I wouldn't expect with the Colts, I don't think Okereke is going to step over and start producing like Darius Leonard. I do like Okereke. I had Okereke on a few rosters last year, and I thought he was going to have a nice breakout year with the guy going to Cleveland, Walker.
Yeah.
You know, the ending the timeshare at the middle linebacker, but when it come to there's no way that he's going to be able to match Leonard. I just suspect about the same level that we had out of him last year, maybe a little bit more of a crease, but he's not going to pull off what Leonard pulls off on the field.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just a value thing, right? Because you're getting these guys at an extreme value. So right.
It would be speed. I'd be a little bit worried if he's up to the task, but he is definitely an option. Right.
Yeah. And you know, we will be monitoring this during the season too. If it looks like speed has, you know, like a terrible PFF grade and he's going the way of Jalen Smith or something, we'll give you a warning. We'll tell you who the guy behind him is. We'll make sure you have someone productive.
You broke my heart when you brought up Smith.
First example I could think of. I usually trash Zach Cunningham, so I figured I'd change it up a little bit this week.
Hilarious.
All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and then we'll come back to talk about the 2022 rookie IDP redraft breaking.
Thinking of joining WynnBET? Now is the perfect time for new customers who bet $100 get a $100 free bet. And if you're betting baseball, you have to check out WynnBET. Their reduced juice in baseball games makes them the best place to bet MLB. Plus, the WynnBET Casino is always open 24 hours a day where you can get a 100% deposit bonus of up to $1,000. There's so much to choose from. All you have to do is head over to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WynnBET so they know we sent you. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WynnBET to claim your free bet today. Offer subject to change. Terms and conditions at WynnBET.com. Must be 21 or older and present in the state where play through WynnBET is available. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700.
Do you want to know why I switched to OddsTracker.com, the number one site for all your game day bets? I switched because I can now compare all the major sports books' odds on all my favorite teams and players in one spot. And they got it all. Handicapping, play-by-play updates, live scores, and bet tracking with all the statistics you'll ever want. So do what I did and stop chasing the odds for all the major sports books and get it all at oddstrader.com/bluewire. I bet you'll love it too. That's Odds Trader, the number one site for all your game day bets.
All righty, we are back. Let's talk about rookies, Gary's favorite topic. So we're going to do some rookie redraft rankings. And Gary, you wrote a great article on this. It seems like a long time ago now about rookie hit rate. Mm-hmm. So I know you want to talk about that. And what else do you want to preamble this with?
I actually, you know, I've been writing the tracker for the last 6 years, or sharing it, and it's just a fact from the 2013. And it basically, I went through and I was checking to see how many IDP rookies would make an impact in the top 64, which is my preferred top couple of tiers of players and standard leagues to focus on. And the numbers are dismal, considering on the percentage of how many rookies are drafted each year. So right now, I believe we're sitting at 3.55%. Been successful in the top 64 in different balanced formats. Went across the board, changing the numbers, but sticking with the balanced formats I know that are out there. And, you know, it's eye-opening, and it's started a trend of me being able to explain to people rookies should be treated as a luxury at first, and it's tough in redrafts. That is what I don't want to see happen. I don't want novice managers running out there and expecting Devin Lloyd to lead your linebacker core this year. You got to temper expectations. Oh, and real quick, John, I just wanted to announce real quick that I'm full-time at SGPN now, and I gave up my other gig for the last 3 years, but I can give you the information on the tracker if you would like, if I don't publish it soon at SGPN2. And all you got to do is reach out to me at the IDP Tipster on Twitter, and I'd be more than happy to convey this information with you.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, take this all with a grain of salt, but you know, we're just coming off of the rookies are so hot right now time of year. So we'll definitely give you the rankings for the IDP relevant rookies here. Before we get into that though, I want to tell you about Run Your Pool. Run Your Pool is the home of competition, bringing sports fans and their social circles together to compete, connect, and make every game matter more. Run Your Pool offers every game type under the sun, from Pick'em to Survivor to Fantasy Pools. It's a one-stop shop for sports gaming with customizable features that you won't get anywhere else. We've teamed up with Run Your Pool to host a pool for our official SGPN NFL Survivor contest. This is free to enter. There's some amazing prizes that'll be announced soon. Hop in now to reserve your spot. Head on over to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/survivor to get in now. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/survivor. And we're going to take a quick break. When we get back, we will start right in with those rankings.
Sleeper is the fastest growing fantasy platform today with millions of players. And now you can make money on Sleeper too by playing their new over-under game that's super simple to play. First, in any sport, choose two or more players that you like and pick the over-under. And when you pick correctly, you can win anywhere from 2 to over 20 times the money you put in. And another reason I'm excited about the over-under on Sleeper is that it's the only app where I can join my buddies' contests and play together. It's got a built-in group chat where we can share picks, and it's always insanely fun to ride them out together. So stop what you're doing and download Sleeper now to play their new over-under game. Have fun with your friends and make some money. On your mobile phone, join our listener group on Sleeper at sleeper.com/SGP, and Sleeper will automatically match your first deposit up to $100. That's right. Join our squad and get the 100% deposit match at sleeper.com/SGP. Terms and conditions apply. See Sleeper's terms of use for details.
Okie dokie. So let's get into it. First guy we're going to talk about is N'Kobe Dean, linebacker, Philadelphia Eagles. He is the national champion, Georgia Bulldog. Had the injury heading into the preseason here that kind of dropped his draft stock a little bit and made him a little iffy. But you know, just the athletic talent and what he accomplished in college, being part of that dominant Georgia defense. The guy is good. That's for damn sure. And, you know, as far as competition, Kazir White's made of glass. TJ Edwards has a decent PFF grade, but we're talking like one season of decent PFF grade. You know what I mean? Before that, he was a nobody. He kind of came right out of nowhere last year. And I think it's just a matter of time before Kazir White goes down. So of all these guys on this list, I feel a little bit better about N'Kobe Dean here for the Eagles. I feel like he will play at some point. I just don't think it's going to be right away. I looked at the team depth chart and the Arlad's depth chart before we recorded tonight, and he's not a starter. Yep. What's your take on him?
Yeah, currently he's starting to mix in with the first team. He's got a little bit of a learning curve to go through as a rookie. Different organizations handle their situations differently. We do know that Dean was coming off an injury. You know, they could just be taking it slow, but he should not be a depth player, I would guess, within the first couple of weeks. I think it's just going to be a matter of seeing TJ Edwards and these other guys on the field. And I like Dean. I mean, he might struggle a little bit, and he needs to shed some blocks this year. I think it's something he needs to work on. You know what's interesting about him is I think he's better in coverage than he is in the box, to be honest. So I think it's a possibility that we're going to end up seeing Edwards and him anyways in the end. Kaiser White, he had a really good season last year with the Chargers, but we got to remember he was kind of productive by default for the fact that Tranquil was not up to par coming off injury.
Kenneth Murray, who was awful.
Yeah, failing, getting hurt and everything. Oh, yeah, I called him a bust. Yeah. On a podcast just like a week ago. And I also called Patrick Queen a bust. And I don't usually call him bust. I just well, say
I'm holding out some hope for Queen, but yeah, Murray is shovel dirt on that guy.
Right. So I got some hate. I got some hate about this bus thing, but hey, folks, you know, I'm calling them like I'm seeing them, and I based it off of what these guys' rookie hype was and what the potential of the position should have held.
Right.
You know, yeah, I'll call the bust when I see it.
Yeah, and you made a good point about the coverage. If he can excel in coverage in the NFL, that's the ticket to snaps in the modern NFL as a defensive player. Yep. You know what I mean? There's a reason why it's not like the early 90s anymore with three big beefy dudes with those crazy neck pads out there playing 100% of snaps. It's because it's a passing league. If you can't cover, you can't be on the field. That's why there really is no 4-3 or 3-4 anymore. It's a lot of nickel and dime and stuff like that because it's a passing league. You need to be able to cover to play. And if Dean can do that, he'll be playing sooner rather than later. Yep. So that is our first guy we're talking about. Second one is Devin Lloyd. So linebacker Jags. I do believe he was the first linebacker taken, non-pass rush linebacker. Trayvon Walker had that distinction. But yeah, Devin Lloyd, locked and loaded. So my note here was it feels like it's the sequel to Joe Schobert, Miles Jack from, you know, a couple of years ago. You know, now they've got Aluakun and Devin Lloyd here as they're locked and loaded to, you know, 100% of snaps or darn close to it linebackers that they got out there for the foreseeable future. I mean, I don't think he's going to have incredible numbers, but I think he'll play enough and be pretty productive. And if you can get this guy as an LB2-3, I think he's starting pretty much right away. I mean, who else they got?
Right. And a lot of people might be surprised that I have Dean at one and Lloyd at two, but it basically boils down for me, the competition within the team and the athleticism around them. Right. We're looking at Lloyd down here with Okaloon. I like Cisco coming up this year. I like the other Mumba, the other rookie that they got a hold of in Jacksonville. And I think it's a little bit more competition for Lloyd, who to me is not quite as good as Dean in coverage. He also needs to beat the learning curve. You know, it's going to be tougher for these guys to get off these blocks and get in there and make the tackles and stay secure. Now, out of my count over the last few years with the tracker, it definitely is led by the linebacker crew.
Yep.
Over that period, let's see here, 28 inside linebackers have been in the top 64 since 2013. The average is like three and a half players per year can get in there. Last year, we only had two with Parsons and Bolton. So, and then it drops off drastically. Number two would be the strong safety with only 11.
Right. And there's a reason behind that, too. So especially defensive tackle the most, but then also defensive end, corner. It takes a while for these guys to develop. That is not a position that transitions from college well. You know, I know there's all this Aiden Hutchinson hype right now, and I'm buying into it, too. But I don't expect to get what I'm thinking I'm going to get out of him until next year, the year after that. We're still waiting on Chase Young to become what we think he can become.
And stay constant and be stable play. Exactly. And there are new DLs since 2013 in the top 64. And we're talking about Garrett, Boza, Donald. We're talking about all these guys that was drafted since 2013 and they're complete studs right now. Right. You're not going to find them on a redraft list that I'm putting out for rankings for this year because the odds are stacked against them. You know,
in their rookie season, yes.
Right. And I'm not saying that Hutchinson couldn't just prove that all wrong. There's always going to be an outlier. Look at Leonard. He was an outlier basically the year that he broke out.
Right.
So, but he was an inside linebacker, basically off the ball linebacker. I made this list for the best shot of the positions and the players playing these rookies playing them with their skill set and their opportunity, and DL just is not fitting in here for redrafts. If you wanted to hear about the DL, catch us next week.
Yeah, right. Absolutely. And remember, we're talking about shallower leagues, newer managers. This is more for those positions, especially that's more a dynasty thing. That's more a deeper league thing.
We would preach go after Hutchinson in a rookie draft, positional value in dynasty, but not in a redraft. You're trying to hit a grand slam Hail Mary pass.
Exactly. I play at least 8 Yahoo redraft leagues with IDP every year. I won't have any Aiden Hutchinson, but I'm in a ton of dynasty and I got a ton of Aiden Hutchinson in dynasty.
Right. And it's funny because you'll get owners that'll get wrapped up and they'll be like, oh, hey, I gotta have this guy. I gotta have this name. Huh? I do too. I just like to wait until the next year or two before I go dipping into drafts or go trade for them. And when they're not as shiny anymore because somebody else wants a bunch of rookie picks for the next shiny guy.
Absolutely. So definitely equate defensive line to like tight end. It's going to take a couple years for them to develop.
Right.
All right. Next guy we're going to talk about is Leo Chanel, linebacker, Kansas City Chiefs. And this guy, I mean, it's a coin flip to me. We already talked about Bolton. What I've seen is that the Chiefs rarely give their linebackers playing time. However, we saw a change with that last year with Nick Bolton, and we do know that they are not a fan of Willie Gay, unfortunately. So there's a chance, and I've read some articles that Bolton and Chanel could end up being the two guys that kind of anchor the middle of that defense and play a ton of snaps and both be pretty productive. So it's definitely possible. What's your take on them?
I like his opportunity just as much as Bolton's last year for this chance to break out, I guess, into the top 64. As you mentioned, they're not completely enamored with Gay's performance so far.
Right.
He is the current first string practicing in camp weak side linebacker to Bolton, and Chanel has been playing a Sam linebacker. You know, that's perfectly fine for me. The way that Andy Reid and that defensive coordinator, I forget his name, runs that defense, it's hard to tell what's going to happen. Hopefully we do see, Gay fluster around, because I don't think that he's going to be worth, even if he was a 60 or 70% snap guy. But anything can happen. And this guy right here, Chanel, I think is set up. If Bolton goes down, Gay struggles, hey, there's your option. So I'm not telling you to go and redraft him high. You're going to be able to get this guy's name lower in the draft. So it's just a throw on guy. If you're looking for somebody for, like I said, a Hail Mary, he fits the position. His skill set fits the opportunity. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, and it's a 17-game season. A lot of these names, if they don't start hot, are going to come into play at some point when the injury Grim Reaper starts coming around like he always does. 68% injury rate last year. If we even approach that this year, we're going to be talking about everyone on this list at some point.
Right. Yeah. And, we don't have it. Like you mentioned, the injuries and everything, they happen every year, at least to one, and the rookie gets an opportunity to play more. So there's that window. But, I mean, we have years like 2018, which is we had Leonard Vander Esch, Fred Warner, Tremaine Edmonds, Roquan Smith, Jesse Bates, Derwin James, Foye Okalun, and Justin Reed all came out. That's the biggest one, and that's the only reason that this percentage is this high. And a couple of those that I have noted over the years that have been in the top 24 when you get this information, or if you're interested in hearing about it, is actually going to take around, I guess, about 35%. This is a guess, folks. But from my notes, I'm going to guess about 35% of this has been injury-related opportunity. Yep. They replaced somebody that went down early or hurt in camp. And there's only one undrafted guy, Paul Werley, since 2013 that's made the top 64, and he made it there because of injury.
Yeah, that can happen. That can absolutely happen. Yeah. So, I mean, it, you know, these guys are, if they're not immediately going to get that playing time and that production, they're in a good spot to get it at some point this season. So we once again, we want you to have these names in your brain box. And it, there is some value to just hearing us two old farts idiots talk about all the situations on each team. So you start to get the full picture of what's going on. That'll help too, for sure.
Yep. Yep.
All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break and be right back.
Did you know that browsing online using incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? That's right. Without added security, you might as well give away all your private data to hackers, advertisers, your ISP, and other prying eyes. That's why I use IPVanish VPN to make it easy to stay truly private and secure on the internet. IPVanish helps you safely browse the internet by encrypting 100% of your data. This means that your private details, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be completely shielded from falling into the wrong hands. Even your physical location will be hidden. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. It's that simple. You can use IPVanish on unlimited devices without sacrificing on speed. Your computers, tablets, phones, even devices like your Fire Stick when you're streaming media. Whether I'm at home or in public, I don't go online anymore without using IPVanish. IPVanish is offering an incredible 70% off their yearly plan for our listeners with a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's just like getting 9 months for free. IPVanish is super easy to use. All you have to do is tap one button and you're instantly protected. You won't even know it's on. Stop sharing with the world everything you stream, everything you search for, and everything you buy. Take your privacy back today with a brand rated 4.6 out of 5 on Trustpilot. So go to ipvanish.com/SGP and use promotional code SGP and claim your 70% savings. That's IPVanish.com/SGP.
All right, let's get back into it. And we're going to start this next segment with a guy that didn't make the cut. And it's a rather surprising name, if I do say so myself. So what's up, Gary? You don't like Notre Dame? Kyle Hamilton, not on this list? What's going on with that?
Oh, I love Kyle Hamilton, and I love Kyle Hamilton in dynasty leagues, but I'm just not expecting it year one, not with Chuck Clark and Marcus Williams added to the deep, and there's still going to be a rotation going on. I don't think we'll still see a rotation in front of him, too, with the front seven. Nothing's going to change. I just don't think he's going to have the opportunity as long as everybody stays healthy. Again, this is a guy who takes one, two injuries, multiple games of different players having injuries, and he could shock us. But he didn't make my list. I had to cut it off somewhere. And I think there might actually be a couple of other deeper flyers out there that I would have rather put on this list than Kyle Hamilton.
Yeah, and, you know, the video of him getting cooked by some undrafted wide receiver the other week in camp at practice does not help. He looked horrendous.
That was a little bit of a bonus. It's funny because, I actually wrote this article before then.
We'll see what happens with Mr. Hamilton, but that might be more of a dynasty thing. This next guy, though, does have, I think, a really good chance to have an excellent season, if we even get a fraction of what the guy before him did. Lewis Seen, sign, no idea. Minnesota Vikings safety. Xavier Woods replacement, going to play next to Harrison Smith this year. Good draft capital. Listed as the starter. I don't see anything bad here, really. What's your take?
Well, you know, it's kind of funny because when it comes to him, he's going to be playing deeper in the field, I believe, this first year, and I'm usually not one to suggest free safeties. But he's a solid tackler. He's got the coverage. He's got good instincts and he can read and react. So there's no reason to think at this point in that division that he's not going to be up there.
Yeah. And I mean, both of those safeties last year had such incredibly productive seasons. You called that Xavier Woods season last year. And geez, Louise, he had a great one. If we even get a fraction of that out of this guy, we're going to have, you know, he won't be your safety one, but right. we don't need him to be safety two, three, medium to deeper leagues. That's fine.
Yeah. And we'll be lucky if any of these other safeties that we're getting ready to mention, even if they do make it in the top 64, they're usually not in the top 30. So they're a little bit lower priority.
Yes, sir. Next one we're going to talk about, another safety, Houston Texans, Jalen Petrie, currently listed as the starter next to Eric Murray. Here's the thing. They're in a full rebuild. There's zero competition. He's got good draft capital. It's not like they're going to the Super Bowl this year. I feel like he should be starting right away. He should play a bunch. Yeah, I mean, he's not going to be Derwin James, but, you know, availability is the best ability. And I think you'll get a bunch of that. So as a warm body safety, why not?
Right. I mean, it's again, we're shooting for the long field goal. And, you know, he's solid all around safety out of Baylor. He's not an elite guy. I don't think we're going to ever see him in the elite, but opportunity is knocking on his door. And so there's no reason to think that he can't produce. The one thing that I'm a little bit worried about is the speed of the linebackers in front of him, even though that whole linebacker room is a bunch of misfits.
Yeah. Just another guy to keep in mind. And once again, we mentioned this a couple episodes ago. This is why we punt on defensive back, because there's so many of them. Yes. And you know, every team has at least two guys that are going to play pretty much every snap. You know, so you can always get production at safety or defensive.
And you don't know how much I really, really would love to have put a bunch of edge rushers, defensive ends, and linebackers in this and just skip the whole defensive back. But you can't ignore it. They're the ones, you know, there's 11 of them over since 2013 that have reached the top 64.
Yep. Absolutely. This next one, I think probably has the best situation out of everyone here. So Jaquan Brisker, safety Bears, great draft capital, great situation, listed as the immediate starter. And what really he has that the others don't is if Roquan does bail, oh boy. He, you know, that could help quite a bit, not having that guy eating all the production in front of you like Roquan does.
Right. When I was making up the show, Doc Forrest, John, I was sitting here thinking to myself, all right, realistically, knowing the new news, the whole new situation, he should be the number one listed safety over Sin. And if this news would have broke before I wrote the article, it would have been that way. But I didn't stray away from my article. I just figured I'd tell you, if you listen this far, Brisker is your number one guy right now. He's got the range, strong pass defense, one of the best tacklers amongst the DB group coming in. There's no reason not to jump on this bandwagon after this news. That's for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. Just it's crazy. The shockwaves coming out of this Roquan thing are insane.
Yep.
Okay, next two guys are a bit more dart throws, but they're definitely worth talking about. This first one, Daxton Hill, safety Bengals, is a guy that I did get a lot of until I did a little more research on the situation. He is connected to Jesse Bates intrinsically because Bates, if Bates doesn't play, Daxton Hill is a starter and a full-time safety on the Bengals. I think Bates is going to play because after what I read a little while ago, it's $720,000 per missed week in fines once he gets to the season. Right now, he can hold out without any issue because of his contract situation. And only twice in the last 25 years has anyone with the franchise tag not played the season. One was Lev Bell, and we all know how that went. He still hasn't returned. And the other was Dan Williams, who I didn't know was a person until a few hours ago. So the odds are good. Jesse Bates is going to play, even though he's upset with his contract, which means Daxton Hill will not.
Again, that's all that's hinged off of is Bates. You know, if Bates resigns, I'd start looking for another target.
Yep. Right. So you just keep that in mind, though. If something does go crazy with Jesse Bates and he does end up not playing this year, Daxton Hill will be the replacement. It's a rookie safety that would slide right in there.
Then we're talking about redraft.
Right. Redraft. Yep. Mm-hmm. This is not a Yeah, just redraft, right. And last guy on the list is Quay Walker, linebacker, Green Bay Packers. So, yeah, I mean, I did some research on this before the show today, and it looks like he is listed as a starter currently. The best case scenario, in my opinion, for that is what we saw with Chris Barnes last year as the other starting inside linebacker. He was playing about 75% of snaps or so at his max at that position, right, which makes him an LB3, LB4. Much deeper leagues. There's a lot of good coach speak about this guy, including Devondre Campbell talking him up. So, I mean, the signs are nice, but, you know, this is a deeper league thing only. But Campbell has been known to get dinged before. And if Campbell right. goes down, that's where the value is here.
Right. They love Campbell. They pay Campbell. Campbell's there. He turned that defense in linebacker room inside out.
Right.
And did what they wanted since Blake Martinez has not been there. When it comes to Barnes, you know what really hurt with Barnes is, like you said, his snap count, but it was those 30-35% snap count games that brought that average way down, and that's scary as hell. So I love Walker, though. Long-term, dynasty-wise, don't be surprised if he's leading this defense in a couple of years after Campbell's contract's up. I mean, he was an Under Armour All-American, second-best rated rookie off-the-ball linebacker coming in. There's nothing to like here, not to like about the guy, other than the situation where the Packers usually just use one full-time guy. So, but he is a long shot.
Yeah, right. Absolutely. And who knows? Maybe they like him enough that they change that and they go with, two guys a little more full time. But we shall see. Definitely someone to have on the radar.
If he would have landed anywhere else, but that's in hindsight. That's a big if. So it would have probably been a no brainer and he'd been a lot farther up on this list.
Yeah. Absolutely. So that was our rookie redraft rankings. Yeah, so I guess we'll wrap this up with our usual little discussion question here. And we're not going to go with the normal, which guy do you want out of this list? Me and Gary probably don't want any of them, to be honest with you. Not if we can help it.
No, right.
Not in redraft.
One of them happened, I like playing the redrafts with the short rosters, something in the 30s at max. I like it. I like an active waiver wire. I like that. I like in which IDP is always the main players on a waiver wire. So it's really plays into me or us knowing our IDP when we're playing these leagues. You can use that to your advantage. You don't have to carry the depth because we know when to play the guys. But we need to start putting these tips and hints out here. So
ahead. Yeah, we're going to cover. So we've got some topics that we're going to cover over the next, month and a half or so. Once we get into the season, maybe we'll switch things up a little bit. But we got some general strategy stuff that we want to talk about. And that's a good one that you just mentioned, too, to put on the list for later is in those shorter bench leagues, switching based on matchups, some of your guys, because certain teams are more likely to run, certain teams are more likely to pass, so we'll add that to the list for later. But today we want to talk about what do you generally do with an IDP flex spot, all things being even. So we'll say balanced scoring, sacks and splash plays get a good amount of points, but then also tackles get a good amount of points. So one isn't worth a ton more than the other. With all that being equal, what do you do with your IDP flex spots? Which, for anyone that doesn't know, that's just an IDP spot. You can put anyone. You could put a defensive back, defensive line, linebacker, whatever. It's like a super flex, but for IDP. Gary, what do you think?
Oh, I treat it no differently. I draft the same. The only thing that I try to make sure is I look at the league's most valuable position. And, usually DL, linebacker, something along that line. And I make sure that, especially with the defensive line, is probably my first target to make sure that I've got the depth and I've got the rotation. That's who I would target because I think that I would rather have a combination of, say, Burns, Boza, one of the Bozas, and, say, Garrett in that flex and play like two of them in their normal positions and play one in a flex as much as possible. And then I have a rotation with the bye weeks too, if I planned it right. But realistically, I don't change my plans at all. I just make sure that I have more of the most valued position in the IDP player pools.
Yeah, and it's a personal preference thing too, right? So right. So me my personal preference is always consistency, right? Like that's why I almost never have TJ Watt. Does he have those four sack weeks that can win you your week? Yeah, but they happen once a month, once every 2 months, something like that, right? I would rather have a combined tackle floor guy that's going to get me 6 to 10 combined tackles each and every week. And I know I'm getting those points each and every week, and I can count on them each and every week. Same deal with IDP flex for me. I'm probably going to go combined tackle floor, inside linebacker, and just get the guaranteed points each week. Mm-hmm. However, you can change that up depending on your matchup. If you need a Hail Mary, right? Maybe you're projected 20, 30 points behind the guy. You got some of your best players on bye that week, or the injury Grim Reapers, you know, gotcha. Yeah. You can, that's when you can go with more like what Gary was just saying, throw in one of those like boomer bust guys and just, you know, roll the dice. Hope he has a huge week and hope that's the difference in that projection to catch you up and get you past your opponent. You could do stuff like that too. It's about risk management. And that's totally something that's just a gut feel and up to you.
Yeah. And it's kind of funny because I guess I've never gotten into the IDP flex because we're always using true positions.
Right.
And I like to have those 11 man IDP starting units, you know, so it's a little bit different for me to look back and think about how exactly to handle a flex, but I can't see myself straying. I don't think the addition would really change my strategy.
Yeah, it's definitely more like a sleeper thing. Like I'm in a bunch of sleeper leagues that have the IDP flex, just because they don't have all the positions all the way listed out. So to make up for some of that, they add in some flex spots. And you know, I've done all kinds of different things with that, depending on the league size too. If it's a super deep league and there's nothing on waivers, I might even throw a corner in there that's got a great matchup that week.
Right.
And just count on them blowing up because they're in a good situation. We'll get to that. But that's something you could do. That's just as good sometimes if you do it right. Just as good as having another inside linebacker that's going to get you 6 to 10 tackles is having that corner, you know, is going to get picked on that whole game.
Yeah.
So, there's a lot you can do. It's just a personal preference thing.
Yeah. I just got done releasing this past week's article, and it is like secondary insights. I urge you guys to check that out for the fact of it is a heated draft season time of year.
No, you're not kidding. You're not kidding. All right. Well, that was another excellent episode. We will definitely be back next week. Gary, any parting words?
No, just check us out next week when we'll have the IDP Dynasty rookies for the rookies, and we'll be a little bit more kinder.
Yeah, we'll see. You know,
we'll see. I was waiting for a bullshit call on that, John.
Yeah, I mean, they are still rookies.
Right.
But yeah, hey, make sure everyone check out the Discord server on SGPN. Go to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/Discord. You guys got to get in there. That is some good stuff. We just got sports gambling legal in Connecticut, and I popped in there, and man, there is some good stuff in there. It's free money. It's free real estate. Definitely get on in there. And then also check out the SGPN merch shop and get all the great sports content you can at sportsgamblingpodcast.com. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Have a great week. We'll see you next time.